Ich war hier ja. Start so auf. Die tremendous. Gadlos aber noch mal Vino. Aber das meiste Chesse, wo Joyshe, Pesach, Haoya, Kechoim, Hayoim. The heat of the day, as Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moitzi Chama Min Artiko. He took out the sun from its case. And yet Avraham is sitting there with a tremendous desire to do the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the parasha ends with one of the greatest stories, one of the greatest episodes, one of the greatest maises, not only the maises Shaboy and what it produced, until today, Zocho, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the holiest days of the year, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to remember our schus, the schus avos, the zichroinos, as we say, it's a kovash shachron, it's rachamov. Avram was kovash shachron, king yichvishu rachamecho, it's kaschom eleinu. And Hashem should be zoicho, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should remember the Akedas Yitzchok, lezarei tizkor, forever, for all generations, Hashem should remember the Akedas Yitzchok. And it's perplexing, the whole Inyan of Avos, that we ask for Schus Avos. What is the Yisoid of Schus Avos that we always ask for, we always beg for? Miman of Shach. If we're Roy for it, so let us Roy on our own Schusim. And if we're not Roy for it, what does Schus Avos help us? But we have to understand, Rabbi Isai, the Yisoid, the Akei, the Yitzchok, Rabbi Isai, Rosh Baruch Hu commands Avram to take his son and offer him up as a korban Lashem, the 10th Nisoyon, according to most Rishonim, Kamat Kulam, the last Nisoyon. And on here the Pasuk says, Ki ato yodati ki yireh lekim oto v'lechasachtos bincha shechit chayimen. Here Hashem says, now I know! Now it has become clear to me! Now it has become evident that yireh lekim v'lechasachtos bincha. Now I know you're my Avraham, who's ready to do everything for me. Until now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't know. Everybody asked the question, Ato Yadati, Avraham, Nisoyin of Lech Lecha, Nisoyin of Urkazdim, going into the fire, Nimrod says, give up your life, Avraham, or join Avodah Zarah, throw me in, turn up the coals, throw me in. Not Ato Yadati. Avram's lech lecho, mi'aretzcho, mi'aretzcho, leave your house, leave everything, your family, leave it all. Go to a place where I'll tell you. I'm not going to tell you where it is. You won't know, just travel. You know how frustrating that is? Rabbi says, Tom, a person goes on a trip, it's frustrating, it's a long trip. It's frustrating. The time and the energy and the effort made. But a trip where you don't know where you're going to, it could be endless. It could be he told you to now travel for years. And it wasn't a simple trip. Not Ato Yadati. Vayhi Rov Ba'aretz, he comes down to Eretz Yisrael. Finally gets to the place. This is the land. We're going to become wealthy, healthy, and wise. He comes in, and there's no wise potato chips. There's nothing. Vayhi Rov Ba'aretz. Vayhi Rov Ba'aretz. He comes in, it's a famine. He has to go down to Matz Mitzrayim. Nochen Yisrael. Unochen Nisoyin, until we come to Nisoyin of the Akedas Yitzchok, Ki Ato Yodat, now I know. Now you've proven. And if we ask anybody over here, Rabbi Sai, we'd go around the room asking each other. The Choyre, they were in succession. The Nisayonos were in succession from the least to the greatest. What was more difficult, Rabbi Sai? This is already Rabbi Olopian asking as a whole Mahalan. What was more difficult? The Nisayon from Ur Kasdim, Hashem did not reveal himself yet. Avram believed. He came to the understanding that there's a Beri Olam in the veld. But he wasn't spoken to yet. And he was given the choice. Join the church or jump in. We're going to put you in. And we're going to put you on. We're toasting you for lunch today. We're having grilled cheese, Avram. We want to grill you with the grilled cheese. What do you want? Avodah Zarah grilled cheese. He doesn't know. He doesn't see that Gershbo. But he believes with utmost belief. Put me inside. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him in that Akedah and commands him to take his son. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself. It was a clear vision from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him. It's difficult. But is that more difficult than doing this on your own? And B'chlau, Rabbi Sai. We have to understand, Rabbi Sai. What does Avram need to share? What's the inyan of Nisyonos all about? Avram already, after the first Nisyon, and before the Shah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see his heart, how much he loves. How much he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shteit in Pasuk, Avram Oyhavi, Avram my loved one. He doesn't see after Akeid, Elech Lecho Me'artzecho. He doesn't see it's enough. What are these Nisyonos about? Why so many Nisyonos? Asara Nisim Shteite Mishnes Fnasa Avram Avinu. Why so many Nisyonos? What's the need that HaKadosh Baruch has to test him over and over and over again? What's the pshat? Abba Yisai. You're good because this is not a lesson only about Avram Avinu. It's a lesson for all of us. There's one more kasher, Rabbi Yisai. Chazal said that when Avram went to do the Maisa Akeda, so says Chazal that there were tears flowing from Avram's eyes. There were tears. Vayishlach Avram is Yodoy. He took his hand to stretch forth with the knife. His eyes were shedding tears. And they fell into the eyes of Yitzchok. But with all that, the heart is rejoicing. B'simcha gedoyla la'asoyis v'tzayin koyna. In fact, the ach the goyim, the brother of the goyim, the ma'ois halolu lama, what are the tears for? Where are these tears? What's Avram's tears for? The pashtus was mitzias of Rachmanis. So the brother going to marry the Gavara by Sai. We'll get to it in a minute. You saw it of everything, Rabbi Sai. You saw it of Nisyonos, which we all go through in our lifetime. As the Mesilas Yisham says in Perek Aleph, Ki kul kol mitzias ha'olam hazeh, everything in olam hazeh, kol matzova ba'olam hazeh, harei heim Nisyonos heim la'odom. They're Nisyonos. And we're tested. And we're continuously tested. What for? What's it about? Zok the Radal, on the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar Pshat, the Yesoid of Nisyonos. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to test us for himself.
Ramban, others learn to hadil schoroi, to give great reward to the person. Obviously, the reward is greater from tzara agra, according to the test, according to the affliction, according to the hardships, is the schar. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give a tremendous schar. Those mefarshim say, "Bazok to radal pshat." A person sometimes doesn't realize. He doesn't really know deep inside how much koichos he really has. It's all potential. It's all wrapped up inside of him. He doesn't really know how much koichos he has. L'mashal, a person, Nachmanu Litzlan Lo Aleinu, it happens many times, and at times has happened. Nachmanu Litzlan, a fire breaks out in someone's house. Children are trapped. The parent runs up. The door is made out of steel. It's a protective door. This scrawny little 100-pound father, he can't even lift his gemara. When he comes to yeshiva, you have to have a bocha, a hatz bocha, help him with his gemara. Scrawny Jim, they call him, his nickname. And here he comes, Scrawny Jim, beats down the door and knocks it down. What's the pshat? Does he have the koyach or doesn't he have the koyach? A baby is trapped under the wheels of a car. There he is, Scrawny Jim. And he didn't even work out in the gym. He lifts the car up and moves the baby out. The pshat is the koichos are there. He needs something to bring out the koichos. The yisoid of Nisoyin is, Dr. Adal, to show you how much koichos you have. To show you what potential that you have to bring it to fruition. V'sim oisoy al neis, nisoyin v'loshin neis, a pole to be uplifted, a pedestal, to put you on that pedestal to show this is the real you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not testing for himself. He's testing for you. He wants to show how much koichos you have, how much love you really have for him. It's not that madrega, you're making a mistake, it's so much greater. The potential can be used out so much more. You can become such a greater Talmud Chacham. You could be an emes of Golo B'Torah, and you satisfy yourselves on a full few blot Gemara that you learn. Second Seder, you roll in at 4:30 and you swing out at 6. You could be learning 10 hours a day and you're learning 4 hours a day or 5 hours a day. It's there potentially. Bring it out. Rachmanu Litzlan Lo Aleinu. A guy in the hurdles of a sick person. It could be a family member. He's up all night saying Tehillim at the Koisel. Last night he was also up at the Koisel. There was the Koisel Mizrahi in his room. And it wasn't a Tehillim he was up all night with him. What happened? What happened? How does he have such potential? Last night he couldn't open the Gemara. The Nisoyim brought out his true colors. That's the real him. So the test is for the Kodesh Baruch Hu, or is for us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was testing Avram. Vayit HaNisoyim, Vayit HaNisoyim. Avram, you have so much more. You have so much more koichas, Avram. Avram, your potential can be brought out to the highest madrega and will show the world. Look at the koichas. Look at the ahava. Look at the koichas that this human being can reach. That he can take his son, his only one son, and he can take him up with a tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and hold a knife to his throat and be ready to potentially kill him. Where does that come from? Because Avram has the koichas and deep inside of him, his love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great. Zok Tishmoshav Shmaisi Naktoma, before the Akeda says, Kiato Kach es Bincho Shechidcho Asher Ahavto. Take your son, your one son, that you love. Vosh State Nochti Akeda, Kiato Yodati, Your haft is no more. All his ahava, whatever ahava means, it's all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the koyches that Avram had. He was able for that, reach that potential to bring it to fruition. Ad klois. Ki ato yadati, zok tegoyim. Many of the nisyonis, it was difficult for Avram. But Avram was the ish chesed. Avram was the merciful father. Was the one who preached to the world of the religion of mercy, of love. And here he's taking his son. With all that going on, ki ato yadati, this is the madrega, that you can go total in the opposite direction of your essence, of who you really are. Avram was the ish chesed. Ish rachamon. The man who had so much mercy, not only on himself, but the whole world. Ur Kazdim, of course, what's the shaila to give up his life? But here to go and do a maisa achzori, to do a maisa that in the whole world doesn't look as cruel. To go to that extent, ki ato yadati. Now I know, ki re'el kimoto. So the brother from the Goyin, unbelievable, boys, we can't imagine the Madrega. Oh, but those are the koichos from Avram. You know why Avram was being married, boys? Ah! Zot the Ochi Hagoin. The Balmaila Satoiro Zot Moiridik. Avram wanted to even make the Nisoyan even greater. He let all his emotions out at that moment. You know what the emotions of a father losing his only son, Rabbi? You can imagine the emotions that Avram thought, not only his son. That's it. All is what he worked for. He invested in this son. Everything was going to be through this son. Avram let his emotions go, Zok the Rav Goyin. For what purpose? To make the son even greater. To make the son even greater. With the tears dripping from tears. Poor buckets of tears coming out. He let his emotions go. In order that the Nisoyan should be even greater. That bitoich, with all that emotion that he drew, he aroused, he could have just done it totally merciless. He could have not thought for a second without rousing the emotion. No, Avram aroused the emotions of a father for a son, and he took those emotions. Dr. Achia going, he went through with the Maisa, Someach Beliboy, with the Simcha in his heart, that he's doing Ratzon Hashem. Rabbi said, the koichas of Avraham Avinu. The koichas from Avraham Avinu, Rabbi said. Do we understand this, Rabbi said? Do we understand? Can we imagine? But it was all there, Dr. Adal. It had to be brought to fruition through the Nisoyan. But what does this mean to us, Rabbi said? Zok the Hilika Ruach HaChaim. The Mishnah says before in Perakei Mishnah Gimel, Asore Doirois Minoach Viad Avram. There were 10 generations from Noach to Avram. Zok the Mishnah Dalid, Asore Nisyonois Nisnase Avraham Avinu. Frek the Helik of Chaim Velojin, every word in the Mishnah is precious. In the first Mishnah it doesn't say Avinu, in the second Mishnah it says Avinu. Zok there. Avram put it into the DNA. He put it into the koichas of every yid, of all his offspring, the generations that are going to come. These koichas, the koichas to withstand all nisyonos, the koichas to give up your child, the koichas v'lech lecha, the koichas. Everything Hashem does for the best. All that, it's not just Avram Avram. It's Avram Avinu, our father. A father gives the genes to his son. And he gave it to all of Klal Yisrael, Zok the Lamb of Elohim, that it's second nature by every single one of us. That every single one of us has that koyach in him, has the potential to overcome the tremendous nisyonis that we're surrounded by. And we're not saying they're not nisyonis. But to say that you can't, to say that I'll try, what does it mean, I'll try? Avram, can you do the sign? I'll try. What does it mean, I'll try? Trying is when somebody else can stop what's going on here. I'll do my effort, but I can't do everything. I need somebody else. But if I'm in control, why can't I get out of the bed in the morning? What happened? What do you mean, I'll try? Rebbe, you have to understand. When King Dad come down with a terrible disease, streptococcus. I'm strapped to my bed. You see, I try to get up every morning, but I'm just strapped in. Maybe there's a cure for strap. Avram was able to do anything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have it within us. We can't overcome the small nesiyonos of Yisrael. I shouldn't say small, for some people getting out, for some people not sleeping 17 hours a day is a big nesiyon. He's used to 18 and a half hours. 17 is a big nesiyon to get up for mincha every day. Beinaz manam, it's usually myriv. Myriv to myriv. Because, you know, beinaz manam, that's the beinaz manam shmuz. We got to catch up on our that movie. We got to catch up, you know. We just go into the basement and we eyeball it until our eyeballs become stuck to the machine. Our parents have to come down and cut it off from the machine, off the screen. Our eyeballs are open so high and so long. We have to do a major operation, the eyeball operation. They have to be in his manim. But then I usually go to sleep, and then we just sleep and sleep and sleep and sleep until Shabbos comes, and that's Menucha. We have to eat a lot of cholent because we can't sleep so much. We just slept so much. So the cholent with all the beans and everything gives, it's very hard to digest, so all the stomach muscles work to help us sleep more. That's my nesoyin. The nesiyonos that we have, everybody said, I'm not saying are difficult. But to say that we can't overcome them, to say for days, I'll try. To think for a second, look to the ancestors, all our ancestors, of what they went through, or what they overcame, or the nesiyonos that they had, of our parents and our grandparents, that we came to America, they had to give up on child, they had to give up to work, they had to give up for Shabbos, they would have to give up, and they didn't give up, they stayed strong. They stayed strong to be able to daven on Shabbos with a minyan, to make kiddush on Shabbos. The grandparents, they gave up their living, they ate crumbs. The Nesoyim was moyudik. They would get a job at work till from Friday, and on Monday they would come back, no job. And their little kinder at home crying for bread, not for steak, not for sushi, for spread, crumbs of bread. And the Nesoyim was so great. Just go work a little bit on Shabbos. I'm not giving it up. I have a question to ask. What did that balabas who didn't give up on Shabbos do on Shabbos? Did he do a bagel? Or two bagels? Or he had a tuna bagel? Three or none of the above? You think he went to shul on Shabbos? Think he made kiddush on Shabbos? Of course he did. He sat there on Shabbos, the proudest person in the world, eating tuna fish, eating crumbs, just not the mechal of the Shabbos. And he went to shul on an empty stomach. Not that Rebbe. If the yeshiva doesn't make also wings, I'm not coming for Shabbos.
serious nefesh. I have to be moitzer nefesh not to have wings. Not enough the schnitzel, fried schnitzel, corned beef. I don't have my wings. I have to be moitzer nefesh v'shabbos without my wings. What kind of yeshiva is this? Who's the guy anyways is asleep till 12:30 on Shabbos. But he wants the wings. He needs to fly much on Shabbos. He needs his wings.
Serious nefesh to get up to go to a meeting at 9 o'clock Shabbos morning, Rabbi Yisai. Shabbos morning, whoever heard of a person not getting up for a meeting on Shabbos? Not making Kiddush! Walking out at 12:30 in his shorts! Where's the grub? Shabbos! He looks Shabbos thick. He's wearing his Shabbos shorts. Just came out with them. Shabbos shorts. Special for Shabbos. A big thing on the front, Shabbos. So you remember when you wear your shorts, you're sitting at the table, you remember it's Shabbos. You can't really remember with the undershirt and the shorts. So they put a big thing on it, Shabbos. Or the guy who sleeps, the guy who told me he slept the whole Shabbos. Not just till 12:30 or 1 o'clock. The whole entire Shabbos he slept. He went to sleep at night and he woke up. And Baruch Hashem, he made it for Havdalah. That was his Shabbos, in my sight. I don't know his Mavdil from what to what, but he made Havdalah. He usually wakes up to Hinei every week, Baruch Hashem. Mesiras Nefesh, Rabbi Yisai. For what? We have this service. It's not easy. There's no yeshiva. No one's around. I could sleep. But to get up for a minyan on Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai. To eat a meal, a suda Shabbos. To get up and learn a little. Oh, I'm so sorry. I meant to get up and learn a little bit on Shabbos. Mesiras Nefesh it is. But I think we can overcome that mysterious nefesh, Rabbi Yisai. If Avraham Avinu could sacrifice his son, if he could leave his homeland, if he could do all of this shyness, I think we could get up on Shabbos at 9 o'clock to daven. Or get up every morning and daven Shacharis with a minyan. How could it be? How could it be a guy doesn't get up for Shacharis? Avraham was misakin. Think about this. Next time you don't get up for Shacharis. Avraham Avinu was misakin tefillah Shacharis. Is it Mesiras Nefesh Azoy v'Akeidah to get up for Shacharis? To daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you life. Is it so difficult? And if it is difficult, you can't be Mesiras Nefesh that much for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have it in you. I'm not saying we don't, it's not easy, it's easy, Rabbi Yisai. But you have it in you, the koichas. You have it in you, the koichas, to do tremendous achen. To overcome all these obstacles. There's no such thing in Klal Yisrael as a person could say that I can't. I might not want, but I can't. Chas v'shalom. If we use that we tap into that potential that we all have. If we nurture that potential that we have, we can become out of this world, Rabbi Yisai. We can become Gedolim. We can become great Oyvdei Hashem. And everybody who did it is because they tapped into that koichos that Avraham Avinu implanted in all of Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Yisai. There's no one here who could say that they can't do it. Not one of us can't become a Talmud Chacham. There's no excuse. We don't have to run looking for things to give us tzayit to HaSimcha. Things that have no meaning. To go to a concert. We're on, no, 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 no. Emptiness! What are we, Yeshiva Baruch, doing by a concert of emptiness? No, 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 no. How many times do you say no? Where's the Yeshiva Baruch have a shaykhus to such a zach? You want to dance? There's a chas in the hall down the block. I'll set you up every night.
At least the song, there's words to it. No, 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 no. What is there's nothing there? What's a child to yeshiva about to that? We have the curriculum to be great. What are we settling for? The gvura that Yid has to overcome all obstacles. And we're sitting in the track, in the mud, still fighting the little battles. There should be past shachris already. We're not learning 12, 15 hours a day. Okay, we'll get to it, Mesiras Nefesh. We'll do it. We have the potential. The movies and all that stuff, we'll overcome that. It's a big Nisayan. We'll overcome what we can. But shachris. Shachris. 8 o'clock in the morning, what's so difficult? What's difficult to get up 8 o'clock for shachris, my son? Of course, if you went to bed at 6:30 in the morning, it's difficult. Maybe I can't figure it out why there's shachris today. I think maybe we have to psychoanalyze this. Just give me your iPod. Police, I want to say over a story. We'll end before 11, don't worry. The koichas of Klal Yisrael, boy, so this story gets me so stark, boy, so through the generations. There was a yid by the name of Aaron Yosef Friedman. I'm quoting from Touched by a Story, page 42. There was a yid that he devoted his life to teaching children Torah. And nothing was more meaningful, nothing was more precious to this yid than teaching Torah to Yiddish kinder. However, he had one big obstacle. Getting around from him was very difficult, for he was crippled. His legs did not work, and every time he had to walk around, he slowly maneuvered. When he had crutches, he would maneuver with the crutches, not to rely on other people. And he would go every day into his cheder to teach Torah to the Yiddish kinder. And he had a favorite saying, Zok Tehele Keterah Vaita. The kids used to always hear that word, those words, those comforting words, with all the assurim they saw he was wrapped up on, of a Zok Tehele Keterah Vaita. The situation in that town was very stressful. L'maisa, the time of the war years, everything was so scarce. People were starving. Everything was unclean. But the Maisa, this Aaron Yosef Friedman, taught his Talmidim every single day Torah. And he gave them the Simchas Achaim to the Helek Torah that they had. No matter what they had to deal with outside, Zok the Helek Torah right. The Maisa became more and more difficult as the times were changing drastically. The Nazis were making more and more hardships for them. And one day, as 20 boys were learning with the Rebbe, the Nazi guards came into the room. And he was teaching them about Paroi and the decrees of Paroi. And they sat in total silence, the kids. Pachad Noira, the Nazis, the barbarians. They came over to the Rebbe, because it was also to learn Torah, and they threw him down to the floor. And they started beating him mercilessly as everybody watched in horror. And the Nazis weren't satisfied with that. They had to instill within the Yidden that we're the highest in the human race. You see, children, what we're doing to your teachers. You see what cowards your teachers are. And with every word was a painful blow to this Aaron David Friedman's body. Suddenly, this Rebbe, Aaron Yosef Friedman, he let out a cry. Do Nazi animals think that you can stop us from learning Hashem's Torah just by a little beating? Do you think that we're going to be afraid to learn tomorrow? We're going to learn forever and forever and forever. You hear me, you Nazi? The Nazi was about to give him one blow, final blow, and suddenly he just walked away.
maybe he understood that no matter what he did, he won't ever taste victory over the Yid. As soon as he left, the Talmidim bent down to that Rebbe. They went to pick him up. He was bloody. He said, Kindle, you see, power is not measured how much you're able to beat someone else. That's not what makes you big. Nothing can stop us from learning Hashem's Torah. Zok the Helika Torah Vaita. Tos is the Yid. That's who we are. We're the invincible nation. The person who brought Adolf Reichman, who captured him and brought him to trouble, who killed him, was a Yemenite Jew. And the Germans wanted to interview him after he was the one who was by the guillotine or whatever they used to put him to death. This Yemenite Yid, the Germans wanted to interview. He said he was maskim on 1-9. It was in the koilel that he learned it. Why in the koilel that he learned it, he said, I want the Germans to see Yemach Shemom. I want them to see why we're still existing today. Leiv Arechev, Eilev Arechev, Ve'eilev Asusim, Ve'anachnu B'Shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir. The Koyach HaTorah. That's what keeps us going. Mark Twain ended off his question, what is it that keeps these Yidden going? The Romans, the Greeks, the Persians, civilizations of greatness, of might, of everything that they had. What kept gone, vanished? It's not here anymore. But the Bonaventure Rav said, that's written on the arch, Titus' arch in Rome. You could see it today. Am Yisrael Chai. Chai Yisrael lives on. But why? Because we have the Torah Kedoshah. The Torah Kedoshah. And we're B'nai Avram, Yitzchok V'Yankiv. Mention human beings, we can't even say, who brought out their potential to fruition. They brought it out, L'maisa, they showed themselves who they really are. And they inherited it down to all of us. There's no one of us. No single one of us. Because we come from these Zaydas and Bobas from the Holocaust who are Moshe Nefesh to do whatever it takes to live as a Yid. To do whatever it takes to make Kiddush Hashem in the barracks. To fight over a sitter. To fight to put on tefillin. In the worst conditions. And this guy, what time skier, Rebbe? I gotta get my tefillin on. I'll do it, don't worry, in the Ezra's nothing. Don't worry, there's a minion there. With tefillin for Mincha. I'll do it, Rebbe. He didn't put on tefillin in Netzach Hama! In Auschwitz! Skier. Every day I make the skier. Yidin Davint, the famous story of Rabbi Isai. Rabbi Blazer Zilber, K. Silver, came after 1945. He came to free the camps, and he came there, and he was going around trying to give chizik to the Yidin. There was a Yid said, "That's it. I give up Yiddishkeit. I don't need the Yiddishkeit anymore." What happened, Rabbi Blazer Silver, Godel? What happened? Yidin, terrible Yidin. What happened? You know there was a Yid here in his concentration camp. We were starving. And he somehow got extra bread. He smuggled it however he had it. And he had a sitter. He had a sitter. He had a sitter, and we had the bread, I'm sorry. He had a sitter. And he would tell everybody, you give me your bread and I'll give you the sitter for 10 minutes. And this way he had a lot of bread. Look at that person. He had a sitter. He had enough bread probably to survive. Maybe he wanted a little bit more and more. But he's trading in his Yiddish guy for the Blazer Silver said to the Yid, I don't understand you. Why are you looking at that one Yid who's ready to trade the bread for the sitter? Sitter for the bread. Look at the tens and hundreds of Yidden who gave up their bread for the Siddur. To Davin, Shachris, from a Siddur that was ripped. No art scroll Siddur. A ripped Siddur. Half the page were missing. The person didn't have enough food to live on for that day. He broke off half his ration and he gave it for a Siddur. To Davin. And here we are. In never land. We might not have the best breakfasts from this Mamada hotel, but this bread, only bread sometimes, no, this bread, and there's even cereal, and there's food, and we have health, we have a shower, sometimes works, and we have everything around us, Rabbosai. Sleeping! He's in bed at 8 o'clock. What are you doing there? What are you doing there? A Yid, 50 years ago, to be in your position. There was a Dr. Shield in Philadelphia. At the end of his life, he called three Yidden together. I want a Matan Neder. I want a Matan Neder. What do you have to Matan Neder? I got a Matan Neder. I can't do it anymore. What can you do? I can't stand in shul the whole time. What are you standing in shul the whole time? There's only, you see, when I was in the camps, and we stood on lines for hours, those Nazis, Yimach Shemom, would keep us standing for hours and hours. I made a neder then. To the HaKadosh Baruch Hu took me out of this Gehenna. And I go to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to stand and stand and stand. Forever. In shul, I stand. He got to a level, an age where he couldn't do it anymore. I have to Matan Neder. Stand and stand and stand. It's Baham today. Dum, 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 dum. Maybe you should be able to do Chazaras HaShatzu with 20 guys for Shachris. You could have fooled me. We're down to 9 guys and the Arab for cleaner. Give him a chumash and a yarmulke. We'll do the mila after davening.
So hard! Rebbe, I'm going to finish today at 9:20. Usually finish at 9 o'clock. I gotta get out of here. It's 5 more minutes.
Dr. Shield didn't want to stop standing. Lifnei Hashem. We take for granted what we have, Rabbi Sai. We take for granted who we are. We take for granted our greatness. There's no answer for a Yid. There's no terrace. There's no excuse. This Aaron Yosef Friedman is crippled. He got the greatest excuse. Zoftani the Gator of Aita. You didn't in the war camps. Could have said, Davin! For what? We're starving. We can't barely get the words out of our mouth. Davin!
Yes, Davin. Because you're B'nai Avram. And Avram was put to the test. And he has those koichas, and you have them. And every single one of us here has that. And every single one of us can become that gadol.
Great! Not mediocre! If you're from a different religion, if you're going to buy a tree on December 25th, then you can be mediocre! But if you're going to light the Hanukkah Chanukah lift,
you're no mediocre person. You're a gadol. You're a Ben Avram Yitzchak Yankov. And you have the koichos, the invincible koichos of the Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yankov, that can withstand all tests, all nisyonos, and can overcome them and be successful. There's no I'll try. There's I'll do. There's no I can't get up. I can get up. And I can learn.
can't succeed and I can't become great. That's Chus Avos, Sukh of Dasla. Like Dasla says, and I'm ending, Chus Avos is marshal to two criminals. They come from two very different homes. They both committed the same crime. He comes, Yankala Schmelzberger, comes from a home, a good home, very good parents. For some reason, it didn't work out. He became a ganav. Then this Shmuel Frankfurter. He came Nebuch, his home. They didn't even have any Frankfurters. A broken home. The judge says, the first ganav, short sentence, send him home. The second ganav, lock him up. Just the opposite, right? So that's the name. The first ganav will send him home. There's a good chance he'll be in a good environment. He has a good home. The second ganav has no home. So of us is that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us rachamim because he knows we come from a very good home. This year, Rosh Hashanah, last year we didn't have such a good year. But we have the DNA. We have the koiches. We have the greatness. We have to work on ourselves, but it's there. Goyim don't have schus avos. They come from that broken home. It's our lives. It's in our hands. We have the ability. We have the koiches. They're locked inside. They're nishonis that are happening all around. Come out with me tonight. Go here, go there, go to sleep late. Say no. I'm going to take myself, put myself into bed, and tuck myself in. It's not going to take me 2.5 hours to take a shower, as I called the guy 2 nights ago. I'm on my way to the shower. Forty-5 minutes later, the hot water was put on. Put yourself into the bed. Get up early for Shachris. Daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam. It was an assignment not to go there and not to stay up till 4 in the morning talking about peanut butter sandwiches, talking about something so important to life. Bobby pins. The new bobby pin sale in Bnei Brak on Friday. You have to get there early to buy thousands of bobby pins. Or the Vanilla Crunch cereal they're selling in Walmart down the block in Rehavia. 2.5 hours. How are you going to get there? The 16 bus, I'll walk. Then I'll turn to the left. I'll go into the store. Walk down aisle 16. 44 hours talking about the cereal. I'll be able to say no. Climb into bed and wake up. Come to the storim and shtai. This is who we are, Rabbi Sai. Parashas Vayera is the parasha, the parasha that teaches a yid that he's invincible. Let's learn the lesson. Let's use our koiches. Let's become great. To give a great nachas to our parents who are giving so much money and so much time and so much effort. Let's give a nachas to the Bari Olam who looks down at us and says, come on, I'm rooting for you. Come on, another chance. You could do it. You're Bnei Avram. And we're successful. We become that great person. We'll look back and say, that's who I really am. We'll give a cover to Shemayim. The covet to the world. The world will see the greatness of the Yidin, and the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.